Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
I kind of like the hogs there, Chuck.
Spring football is beginning on the U of A campus this week, and that's where we are going to start today on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. It all starts Thursday morning. They're going to practice in the morning during spring drills this year. So 39 new players will join the returnees, and Sam Pittman's football team will hit the field. First of 15 practices on Thursday morning. Some of the practices are going to be open this year. There's going to be an actual spring game, from what we are told. It sounds like it might be an interesting spring. There are a lot of things to pay attention to. There are all sorts of on-the-field battles that we're going to talk about as we move through the next two or three weeks. Basketball's winding down. Baseball's about to kick into high gear. But football's going to be a conversation starter the next month. Now look, let's be honest as we begin today. We all wonder about how many games the Razorbacks are going to win. We wonder about Sam Pittman in the future and things like that. But what most people are talking about is the return of Bobby Petrino. Whether you are a hardcore Razorback fan who hangs on every word and knows all the starters and knows everybody's number and can recite stats, and if you're one of those guys, or if you're just a casual fan who follows the Razorbacks, really pays attention when they're winning, and the Razorbacks won when Bobby Petrino was the head coach. And so my point is, that's what everybody's talking about. That's what starts the conversation when people begin to discuss Razorback football. This is what Sam Pittman had to say about his new offensive coordinator.
Bobby's very organized, and it's his offense, and he's very comfortable with all the call. You know, he went back, because I think maybe when it was at A&M, some things, you know, verbiage changed and all that kind of stuff. I said, oh, no, I want it to come singing out of your mouth what you do, and you just put it in like you want it in, and then, you know, I'll figure out the verbiage of it. He's doing great, and the guys that have come in have really bought into it. I think the wideouts are really excited about, well, the entire offense are very excited about Coach Petrino running the show.
And, you know, I think that's what Razorback fans are excited about, that Bobby Petrino's running the show on offense. It's still Sam Pittman's football team. His fate is tied into Bobby Petrino's, and vice versa. You know, if Bobby Petrino's going to come back to Arkansas and have success and maybe reignite his career in what for most is the twilight time, he needs to have success here. So their fates are intertwined, just really as the head coach's fates intertwined with all his assistant coaches. But in this situation, perhaps more so than others. Now, if you are old enough to remember when Arkansas was piling up the points under Bobby Petrino, Ryan Mallett and Tyler Wilson were the ones that did most of the damage. Got to have a great quarterback. And the quarterback battle is what is going to, I think, capture most people's attention in terms of what is happening on the field. They brought in a transfer from Boise State. They've got a returnee who many people thought was the heir apparent at this time a year ago. They've got new guys that we'll see for the first time over the course of this spring. This is what the head coach had to say about that position battle.
I think we can. I think with some of the things that we're doing, 7-on-7, it's going to be a lengthier period, more reps and things of that nature. We need to. We have to see who can throw and who can catch, for that matter. Probably five guys in there vying for that spot, you know, obviously with Talon and Malachi and Chris and I like Ledbetter. I mean, him coming over from baseball, he's done a nice job of showing his leadership ability and anything. And then I think we've got something special in KJ Jackson for our future. And so we need to figure out all that kind of stuff, and excited to get going with that battle.
Now, he began there by talking about the possibility, and sounds like maybe even the probability, of a starting quarterback being named by the end of spring practice. I think that makes sense because, and you know, in some of the things that you heard him say, he talked about 7-on-7, and there's going to be a lot of that stuff that the players are going to be organizing themselves over the course of the summer. And if you're going to be good on offense, and I've always believed this, if you are going to be good on offense in the fall, your quarterback has to be the undisputed leader in the summer. And you can't have an undisputed leader in the summer if you don't know who your starting quarterback is going to be. Now, look, if you get to the end of spring and nobody's any good, you know, at that point, maybe you don't have any choice but to carry the competition on into the late summer and the early fall. But if you've got good ones, even if you've got two or three good ones, maybe if you've got two of them worthy of being the starter, you got to have one guy that's the undisputed leader during the course of the summer. And it sounds like whoever they pick has the ability to be that guy. And, you know, if you've watched it over the years, you know, I mean, the players decide who's going to play. You know, the coaches just write down the obvious most of the time. That's how it plays out, if we're really honest about it. The players decide, and the coach writes down the obvious. I kind of think it'll be that way this time around. But now, a couple of notes that I wrote down, or a few notes, I guess, from Sam Pittman's press conference. The spring practices are going to begin in the morning. There's a possibility that could continue into the fall. I know at the end of last season, that was being discussed, and really beyond being discussed, it was being highly considered. And I really think if it goes well in the spring, it is what they're going to do in the fall. Lots of programs are doing this. I can't really tell you exactly why. I mean, Coach Pittman will talk more about it, I know, as we move along. In fact, we may talk more about it at the end of the week when Matt's on and hear some more from Coach Pittman about that. I do think that's a possibility. All right, in terms of what's going to be open to the public, there are going to be three Saturdays that are open to the public. That includes the spring game. And one thing that I think bears repeating is this is going to happen in the morning. I think one of them, and I'm not sure what the dates are going to be yet, one of them is going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning, one of them is going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then the spring game's at noon. So, I mean, they're going to be all in on this morning stuff. It sounds like, and I don't know this absolutely, but it sounds like based on what's been said, that noon start, that noon kickoff for the spring game may be the latest start of a spring practice. So we'll just have to see how that goes. And it'll be a little bit different. And it'll be an adjustment for everybody, I guess, if that's what they end up doing moving forward. Luke Haz is back, full bore, good to go. Ty Washington, you know, had a shoulder issue at the end of last year. Had that taken care of, and apparently it may be about five practices in before he, before he can be out there, based on what Coach Pittman had to say. But I suspect the tight end room is going to be very, very talented. Luke Haz is obviously the leader. I think at the time he went down last year, some would argue he was the best player on the football team, and that may be true. It's good to hear that he's back and we'll be ready to go. Other side of the ball, I know there's been a lot of conversation about linebacker, what's going to happen there. The one thing that I will say is, you know, Brad Spence played an awful lot as a true freshman. And if you really go back and you look at the player participation charts, he started a lot. This is a guy that they relied on in crucial situations. Big kid, can run. I think he's the one that group's going to kind of be built around as a sophomore. I know that Pooh Paul's no small loss, and I'm not trying to minimize that in any way, shape, or form. But I think Spence may be the guy that steps in and we look at and say, that's the best linebacker. Now, this transfer from Georgia needs to come in and play well. And returnees like Sanford and Dean need to step it up. And they may need to go find a guy in the portal when everything wraps up in the spring. But it sounds like they've got some candidates there. But clearly, that's going to be a point that draws a lot of attention when we get into the fall. All right, there was baseball yesterday, and I want to get into that in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, is the name you need to remember. You know, we talk about logging on to WeickerGriffin.com. If you really want to check out the selection and really get a feel for what they handle and the types of homes that we're talking about, you really do need to log on to WeickerGriffin.com. You can pinpoint Northwest Arkansas. You can pinpoint the Fort Smith area, the Branson area that we talk about. All of that's available on the website. And you're going to see a lot of things that you like, I'm sure. I can tell you my experience with them as a buyer and a seller. First time I partnered with them as a buyer, there was no website to go through the homes. I mean, we drove around and looked and looked, and they knew what I was looking for, and they were right there every step of the way with me. And that's what made the process ultimately go smoothly from contract to close. When it came time to sell, the process went the same way. I think that'll be your experience too. Now, they're in Northwest Arkansas. They've got offices in Fayetteville. They're in Springdale, Bentonville, Benton County, Washington County. They're down in the River Valley in the Fort Smith area. Branson, servicing North Central Arkansas, Southern Missouri. And again, you can log on to WeickerGriffin.com.
Auburn really does suck. And by golly, give me those hogs, Chuck. Oh, yeah.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Eva Alloy waits on the 0-1. Bryce.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Harlan delivers, swing, and a long one to left field. That ball's going to go. It is gone. A grand slam for Vahiva Alloy, and the Razorbacks lead it 4-2. Seven runs in the third inning for the Razorbacks, and it got a little dicey toward the end, but the Hogs hang on and beat UCA 9-7, the first of four games against in-state opponents this season. As expected, the Razorbacks got UCA's best shot. UCA's decent. I mean, they're not a bad team. They played in a tournament down at LSU to begin the season, lost 2-0 and 3-1 to LSU in Baton Rouge. So they're not bad. They played a lot of close games. They're 7-7 after losing yesterday. But that grand slam by Vahiva Loy, part of that big inning. This was Dave Van Horn postgame.
And they did a great job. They got out on us 2-0, and then obviously we scrambled and put together a big inning, scored 7 on a couple of big hits. I think Sousa might have led that inning off with a ball that was absolutely scorched at the second baseman that was scored an error that, whatever. Then after that, we scored and scored and scored, and that was good because we needed it. And then there in the ninth, or the bottom of the eighth, you know, that was an inning that we've always talked about scoring in the eighth, no matter what the score is. You know, we took advantage of the leadoff walk, ended up scoring a couple of runs, and we needed them. One run wouldn't have done it. So great job by Gabe Gackle finishing it up. Let's move on to the next weekend.
Now, four games remain before the Razorbacks open conference play. They'll play McNeese State three times this weekend. They'll host Oral Roberts next Tuesday night. And then they'll open SEC play that weekend against Missouri. So that's what's ahead. Four games. And it starts Friday afternoon when they face McNeese State. There are a lot of things to be excited about with this Razorback baseball team. I can tell you from seeing a couple of games up close, this has the potential to be a really physical team. And by that, I mean big kids who can hit the ball, hit, run, put some runs on the board. I know everybody's, you know, wondering right now, is this going to be as big a long ball team perhaps as they've been the last few years? I think we'll begin to find that out as the weather warms. You look back at just kind of what's transpired through the early part of the season. They play good competition down there in Texas. I mean, that was the real deal down there in Texas. And even the weekend before against James Madison, I mean, they're playing at frigid temperatures. So, to me, that opening weekend, you just kind of get out there and play. You just get out there and play. Whatever happens, happens. And you got three or four games under your belt when it's over. Now, when they went down there to Texas, I mean, those were good teams. But those are good teams because they've got good pitching. And that's why they're ranked. That's why people think they're going to be in regionals and maybe even super regionals at the end of the year. It's why those teams were invited to play in that tournament, because they've got good pitching. And, you know, again, I would not get too up in arms over what did or did not happen with the offense that weekend. Then you move ahead to this past weekend. The wind was howling all weekend long in from right field. There were not going to be home runs hit. I guess Diggs hit one. That was about it. If you were going to score, if you were going to win, you had to move runners along. You had to play station to station. You had to bunt. That's what the conditions dictated. The thing that I was encouraged by coming out of the weekend was the fact that they can do that and win. Because especially early in conference play, you don't know what the conditions are going to be like. We don't know what the conditions are going to be like a week from Friday when they play Missouri. It's going to be a night game. So you have no idea. And it could be comfortable. We know it's going to be jacket weather, or it could be downright cold. So the conditions have a lot to do, I think, with what happens in terms of offensive numbers early in baseball seasons. There are a lot of candidates there. When you get settled on a lineup and guys are playing every day and they have an opportunity to, you know, get on a hot streak, I think we'll see what they can do. And I don't think he's unsettled at some spots because there are bad candidates and they're trying to find one. I think he's unsettled at some spots because there are two really good candidates and you got to figure out which one's playing the best and ultimately which one gives you the best chance to win. They throw it in, the ball game's over. Wow. A dunk at the end, but LSU wins the ball game. 95-74, the final.
We might not mention it, but they're watching a lot of film.
I was going to say.
On the bottom of the film is the score, so yeah. They should be well aware of it.
Speaking of winning, If you are going to be the winner when it comes to your sports wagers, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. It's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. When you download it, you'll find out very quickly why that's the case, because you've got an opportunity to wager on Arkansas teams. You've got an opportunity to place wagers on over-unders, on players you know about, guys you watch every day, guys that you read about, guys that you keep up with. So all that's there at the Bet Saracen app. And it is Vegas, Arkansas style, and that's one of the reasons why. Now, they've got your traditional wagers. They've got your point spreads and your money lines and your parlays. But, man, the in-game bets now, you know, the exotic bets, all that stuff's what really makes it fun. And they are on top of all that at the Bet Saracen app. I know there are a lot of national betting apps out there, but I know there are laws in our state that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. So if you're going to be the most informed, the best prepared, the Bet Saracen app's where you need to be. They've got a how-to-play video, and they'll get you ready to rock and roll with the Bet Saracen app. Now, it's still mathematically possible for the Razorbacks to move out of the Wednesday games and get into Thursday in next week's SEC tournament. They're going to have to win twice and get a lot of help. You can't go 2-0 till you go 1-0. And the first order of business is beating LSU. LSU's three games better than the Razorbacks in the SEC standings. And they did beat Arkansas by 21 at their place. So certainly nothing should be taken for granted going into the game tonight. Again, 6 o'clock is the tip-off time. Senior night, 5:30 for the pregame along many of the ESPN Arkansas stations. And the Razorback women are at their conference tournament in Greenville, South Carolina. They will play Auburn tomorrow afternoon. All right, that's it for today. When we reconvene on Friday, Matt Jones will be along. The Razorback legend will be here. So I hope you make plans to be along then, too. Until Friday, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.